I'm a dual enrollment student, and I had to find a community college that was close to my home.
I wanted to come back to school because I really wanted to get my degree. It was something that I should have done many, many years ago.
The faculty have been an outstanding phenomenon. They are they're all there for you.
I would absolutely recommend it to anyone attending any school.
Welcome to episode 13 of Virginia Higher Ed Podcast, produced by Virginia's Community Colleges. In each episode of this program, you'll hear voices from community colleges across the Commonwealth. Our guests describe their experiences in higher education and tell how Virginia's educational excellence is improving their lives. This week's episode features an elite group of community college students, members of the First Virginia team, named by the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society as the top 10 two-year students in the Commonwealth of Virginia. These top 10, along with more than 50 of their high-achieving peers who comprise the All-Virginia academic team, were in Richmond recently for the annual PTK Honors Luncheon. They were recognized as the best and brightest of Virginia's community college students. Our Susan Hayden talked to four of these students while they were in town and makes her Virginia Higher Ed podcast debut with this report.
The students named as the First Virginia team, along with the entire All-Virginia academic team honored here, are not very different from any community college student. They are looking for transfer options, looking for affordable, quality higher education close to home. They are taking advantage of sometimes the only opportunity available to them as they seek a better future. I talked to four of these students who found those opportunities, and they've risen to the top of their class. Stephanie Umflett attends Rappahannock Community College as a dual enrollment student while finishing high school at the Governor's School in Warsaw. She'll graduate from community college in May before she graduates from high school in June.
I am getting my general education requirements completed there, and then I plan to transfer to Radford University in the fall, and I plan to study chemistry with an emphasis in pre-pharmacy, and then I hope to attend VCU School of Pharmacy.
Cynthia Spencer had been out of school 20 years when she decided to commit to an engineering career, starting at the Loudoun campus of Northern Virginia Community College.
I think I take things a lot more seriously now, especially that I'm a mother, and I am getting my degree this year. However, I'm staying in school for another semester, maybe two, to take some calculus classes that I need, and I hope to go into an engineering school, possibly University of Virginia or Virginia Tech.
David Dutton, profoundly deaf since birth, has overcome many difficulties to complete his education at Lord Fairfax Community College, where he has started an American Sign Language Society.
The faculty have been an outstanding phenomenon. They are they're all there for you, and I've found out that when you put the effort into your classes and you drive, they go out on a limb for you, and they're really passionate about teaching and what they do.
Samantha Cousin made a conscious decision to save on college costs with 2 years at Tidewater Community College before a zoology career takes her to Idaho State University. And she's glad she did.
I would absolutely recommend it to anyone attending any school, especially those that don't even know what they want to major in yet. I really don't feel as though there's a point to go to a four-year university when you don't know what you're doing and trying to figure it out there when you can go to a community college, take the same courses, and have them transfer and figure out what you want to do without spending $10,000 a year more.
Thanks, Susan. And be sure to listen next week for more voices from Virginia's community colleges. In between episodes, please check out the Virginia Higher Ed blog at www.vahighered.com. We'd like to hear your feedback about Virginia Higher Ed Podcast. To contact us, please email vhepodcast@vccs.edu. Thanks for listening to episode 13 of Virginia Higher Ed Podcast.